Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures today were steady to a little bit in the red. Corn closed down about a half cent. December was at 3.99 and a half, down a half. Beans were 2 to 3.5 lower. November beans down 3.5 cents at 9.47 and a quarter. And then wheat futures slightly higher in Chicago wheat, up a half or so in July at 5.15. And then Kansas City July down 4 cents at 5.54 and three quarters. Yesterday afternoon, starting at 1 p.m. on the Federal Open Market Committee's statement, they indicated that they may not raise interest rates as soon as we believe they would. That caused a broad-based commodity rally. Everything began to rally on that news, and the U.S. dollar index began to sell off from its highs, meaning that lower interest rates will spur economic activity and then more commodity purchases. And of course, if you look at it from the dollar standpoint, a lower dollar means more export. So overall, it was bullish. And then at 7 p.m. last night when the grains opened up, the market reacted on a huge surge of grain buyers. Beans were up 10, corn up 6, and then wheat was up about 8.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Tomorrow morning, Informa Economics will release their latest round of acreage numbers. And then, of course, at the end of the month, March 31st, the USDA will release their official data in terms of acreage. And that will probably affect the markets. I think that the markets are currently in a positioning phase where they're posturing for possible moves at that point. At this time, we'll just have to wait and see. The next big one, of course, is tomorrow. Now, this morning's export number for soybeans, a little bit low at 12.6 million bushels. For the year, we're at 1.767 billion bushels. Last year, we were at 1.63. So we're ahead of last year. Corn sales, 19.8 million bushels. We're behind last year at 1.439 billion bushels. Last year, we were at 1.5. We're estimated at 1.8, which is also lower than last year. And then wheat bookings were expected at 14.4. It's right in line with where we were expecting. Year to date, we're at 832. Last year, we were at 1.08 billion. So quite a bit behind last year. And tomorrow afternoon, we have the on-feed report. 95.5% expected on feed, 93.3% placed.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. In recapping your markets, April live cattle up 142 at 158, June up 175 at 150.22, April feeder cattle up 172 at 216.02, May up 225 at 215.67, April lean hogs down 257 at 58.12, June down 60 at 74.52. In your grains, May Kansas City wheat down 2¾ at 550 and a quarter. September down 3 at 567 and a half. May Chicago wheat up 1¼ at 512. May corn down 1¼ at 373 and a half. July down 1¼ at 381 and a half. May soybeans down 3¼ at 961 and 3/4. July down 3 at 966 and 3/4. May cotton up 47 at 62.95 and July up 45 at 63.32. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.